Welcome to The Beat, a podcast series from the cops office at the Department of Justice, featuring interviews with experts from a varied field of disciplines. The Beat provides law enforcement with the latest developments and trending topics in community policing. Hello, I'm your host, Jennifer Donnellan, and today we'll hear from Police Performance Auditor 4, John Doucet of the Risk Management Division of the Los Angeles Police Department. Our topic today is the Officer Wellness Program that the LAPD is in partnership with Pepperdine University. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you for having me.
I find this subject so interesting and needed, the Officer Wellness Program. Give us a brief description on what you're doing at the Los Angeles Police Department.
This partnership with Pepperdine University has resulted in a conceptual program called Police Well Fit Together. And the goal of the program is to provide our officers with skills and abilities to affect long-term lifestyle changes so they can enhance their physical and emotional wellness. The outline of the program as it stands now is that officers will engage in a 12-week wellness program that includes targeted exercises to improve tactical fitness. We'll develop a phone app that's going to help them assist in tracking healthy behavior. And over that 12-week period, there's going to be 12 team-building activities. Just a side note, this program's still in the development stages, and it's contingent on funding for full implementation.
Why do you have an interest in this topic, especially the program?
Risk Management Division, where I work, was formed in early 2015, and our goal is reducing physical, financial, and organizational harms in four different areas. Those include employee-involved traffic collisions, workplace conflict, uses of force, and workplace injuries. Of the four areas, workplace injuries the most interesting to me and the organization is because it has a direct impact on our officers, and our officers are our most valuable asset. As we explored the causes of injury over time, we found that sprains and strains were a leading cause. Since our philosophy and approach to risk management at the LAPD is a reduction of harms, our goal is to find ways to reduce the sprains and strains that our employees are experiencing. The best approach in our view would be to prevent these injuries before they happen. By partnering with an academic institution such as Pepperdine, they can provide the expertise in exercise physiology and psychology that will enable us to enact a program such as this. It should be noted that our partnership with Pepperdine University is a vital part of our wellness strategy overall, but it's one of many approaches that we're developing or using to try and impact our employee wellness.
How did your partnership with Pepperdine come about?
We have an officer in Risk Management Division who was a graduate student at Pepperdine University in their conflict resolution course. She was instrumental in helping us develop a conflict resolution course for supervisors in partnership with Pepperdine University. We've held a number of courses and trained hundreds of our supervisors in conflict resolution, and the feedback has been excellent. Our employees love it.
How does your role within the Risk Management Division relate to this topic as well as the program Police Well Fit Together?
I'm currently the officer in charge of the Analysis and Evaluation section of Risk Management Division. And among other things, my unit analyzes workplace injury data to identify trends, find out how our employees are getting hurt, what body parts are being injured, etc.
You mentioned earlier as you talked about the causes of injury over time, and one of them was sprains and strains. Can you expand a little bit on it? Is it like from workplace, or is it just the constant use, or just plain old silly activities that everybody does during the day?
A good question. It's actually a combination of all those. Some officers are hurt, of course, in conducting police activity, trying to apprehend a subject, chasing after someone, et cetera. But we also found a lot of our injuries are occurring during normal, everyday work activities. For example, lifting a war bag into a car or walking up and down stairs.
Yep, sometimes it's that mindless activity that gets us. What is your goal on discussing the topic today with the Beat?
Well, I think that officer wellness is incredibly important from several points of view. First, taking care of your employees, making sure they're emotionally and physically fit before they deploy to the field. It's the right thing to do from an organizational standpoint. Secondly, a fit officer, one who's emotionally and physically well, can provide the best level of service to the community. And the mission of the LAPD is dependent on our ability to field deploy officers. Providing for employee wellness ensures that we can fulfill our mandate to protect and to serve.
From what you've been saying today, it seems like you have a vested interest in the program, and it seems like you have the full support of LAPD. Is that the case?
That's correct. Everyone from the chief and all the command staff down understand the value and importance of wellness when it comes to our employees, both sworn and civilian. And we have the backing of the chief on this proposal, definitely.
Do you have any personal experience with officers that makes this program for police well fit together more vital for you to see success?
As a data analyst, my job tends to look at the higher level statistics. So I don't see individual officers necessarily in the data sets that I look at. But from a personal point of view, I have many friends and many coworkers who are sworn officers, and some of them are very tenured. And I've seen the toll that the job can take after doing it for years. So I really want to see a program such as this come into existence in the LAPD, and hopefully we can see better outcomes for these officers.
And I assume, just because it makes logical sense, that a healthier officer means less injury, less time off work, more savings, or at least paying for itself over time.
That's what we're hoping. Cost is a secondary concern. The wellness of the employees are our first concern. But yes, you're correct. We do hope that there will be some cost savings in the end on this.
I know this program just started within your division in 2015, and that we're in the initial pilot stage. You mentioned earlier something about the LAPD approach to risk management is the reduction of harms.
Correct.
That's interesting, reduction of harms. When did you first become aware of this concept of reduction of harms, and what's your source or background with that?
My director, Arif Alakhan, was actually the person who discovered the author. Well, discovered's the wrong word, but he became aware of the author, Malcolm Sparrow, who is a risk management expert, and he wrote a book called The Character of Harms. The point of the book is that traditional risk management programs have looked at risk from the point of view, what can we do to prevent X from happening? We've kind of changed that paradigm a bit. The goal is not to look at what might happen. That is important. But what we want to do is look at what is causing physical, organizational, and financial harm to the LAPD right now. In other words, what's hurting our employees? What's costing us money right now? And that's the tack we take when we do our data analysis and develop our strategies for risk management.
How is the Police Well Fit Together program unique from anything else that might be at other police departments across the country?
There were many programs out there that looked at officer wellness, but they tend to be a single subject focus. They might focus on physical fitness or emotional resilience. But from what we found, there were no single programs that combined all aspects of officer wellness. And we wanted to look at it from a more holistic point of view, combine the physical fitness aspect with the emotional wellness aspect.
Well said. So earlier you mentioned the book, The Character of Harms by Malcolm K. Sparrow. We will certainly be listing that with our podcast as a resource for any organization or officers out there who want to find out more about officer wellness through the reduction of harms, as well as Police Well Fit Together. Can they contact you or your department if they have further questions about what's happening with the Police Well Fit Together program?
Certainly. The best contact would be by email. And my email address is nisanora3852@lapd.online.
Any closing thoughts or words for our listeners today about Police Well Fit Together?
I just want to say overall that I implore people to remember that officers are the protectors of our society. They're the front line. And we owe it to them to give the best opportunity to obtain and maintain maximum wellness.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast, John. We certainly do want the Police Well Fit Together program to continue, and we look forward to finding out more about your process as you move from concept to implementation.
Thank you for having me.
The Beat is brought to you by the United States Department of Justice's COPS Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems. If you have comments or suggestions, please email our response center at askcopsrc@usdoj.gov or check out our social media on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DOJ Cops, on YouTube, www.youtube.com/C/DOJ Cops Office, or on Twitter @Cops Office. Our website is www.cops.usdoj.gov. The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.